All right, we're going to continue with the agenda. We're not going to take our break at this time. We're going to call item two. Do we have anyone here who would like to make public comment on item two, which is allocations from the State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund? Any public comment? Record will reflect that no one's requested public comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Justice Miller. We welcome Judge Lori Earl and Zlatko Theodorovich. Thank you. This is an action item.
On a lighter note.
Good afternoon. We are here with several items on the agenda today. The first one has to do with allocations from the State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund. There is a subcommittee of the Trial Court Budget Working Group called the Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee. They meet annually or more often as needed, and lately it seems it's more often as needed. We meet and we do line item reviews of both the Improvement and Modernization Fund and the Trial Court Trust Fund. As you can see, the Improvement and Modernization Fund supports many programs and projects that are near and dear to the trial courts. And we met last fall for 2 days, I think it was in November, 2 days here in San Francisco, heard from all of those who oversee these programs. They came in, you saw the materials they put together for us, answered our questions, gave us kind of a summary of what the programs were. Because we knew that we had to make some difficult choices, we wanted to know if we were going to make some decisions to reduce or eliminate budgets, what would we be giving up in order to do that. At the end of that meeting, we had made some recommendations, but we decided we would wait to see what the governor's proposal was in his January budget proposal before we went any further. We've now seen that, and unfortunately, we bring these to you quite late in the year for that reason. Zlatko is going to go through some of the decisions that we've made, and I'll follow up at the end.
Thank you, Judge Earl. Thank you, members of the council. Yes, we are bringing to you what is statutorily authorized to the council to make allocations out of the State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund. And as Judge Earl has mentioned, this has gone through multiple processes within the Budget Advisory Committee. And what we're doing is we're actually, I think I'd clarify, this is actually sooner than we've ever brought you these issues before. We are trying to do our work in advance of the budget, assuming that certain issues are dealt with in the budget, so that there's plenty of time for programs to do their work as we go into the budget year. So what this does is this is a sort of an anticipatory allocation, assuming that the budget remains intact. And that those resources that are being allocated here will be in the budget. To the extent that there are any changes, we would much rather have marginal adjustments coming to you for consideration, say, in June and July, rather than waiting for the entirety of the allocations to be made. For example, this last year, the council made allocations for the current year mostly in August, and then there was a follow-up allocation in January of this year for some IT issues. So we're trying to get ahead of the game so folks have an opportunity to plan. And what is important is that the work regarding the IMF is going to be difficult as we go forward. The budget for the revenue situation for the IMF is an issue that we have been dealing with for some time. Now we can go on to the next one. When the Budget Advisory Committee and the subcommittee met in October and November, we at that time made recommendations that would have generated a deficit in 2014-15 of $13.1 million. And as Judge Earl did mention, we were waiting to see what the governor's budget would hold for us. And so we didn't bring these recommendations for the 2014-15 fiscal year until we had seen what they were looking for. And we were still evaluating what options we had to try and deal with this shortfall. And so we did bring forward some issues and some options to the Budget Advisory Committee to address the 14-15 shortfall. And even with what we're presenting to you now, we do have a $10.6 million shortfall in the 15-16 fiscal year. So what we're looking for is get the allocations in place for the 14-15 fiscal year, but start our work for the 15-16 fiscal year in August and September, so that if in order to breach that gap, we're probably going to have to come back to the council with some serious program adjustments, and we need to provide as much opportunity for the council to consider the implications of those or alternatives that may need to be addressed as in potentially, say, a budget change proposal if we feel that we should secure additional resources rather than cutting these very important programs. So as Judge Earl mentioned, we've met several times, even this year, three times in January, March, and April, most recently, to deal with allocations from the IMF. And I would say is that the discussions have been good and robust, and many issues have been discussed, but we have come to a unanimous decisions, recommendations to the council at each of the points of decision in this regard. So, as I said, that we did have a projected $13 million shortfall based on the most recent actions. And our first recommendation is regarding an amount that is currently being transferred from the Improvement and Modernization Fund to the Trial Court Trust Fund. As part of Budget Solutions, over the last several years, an amount has been moved from the IMF to the TCTF to assist in dealing with budget reductions to the trial courts. The discussion was that we should reserve and retain that $20 million in the IMF in order to assist in maintaining its solvency. In addition to that, there were some costs related to our version 3 of the case management system that are paid for several courts, that those would move along with the $20 million back in, or into the IMF. Because what we're doing there is we're aligning sort of technology costs. Right now they're sort of spread between the two funds, or some in the TCTF and some in the IMF. So it's a sort of a twofold process of moving the revenues, retaining them back in the IMF, and moving technology-related costs into the IMF, because that sort of brings them all into one area so we can evaluate the entirety of our technology expenditures there. So with that recommendation, the fund balance moves to a positive $5.4 million. And we felt that as the subcommittee was discussing it, well, why would we further burden the trial courts in terms of the funding needs that they have? But given the criticality of the programs that we have in the IMF, they felt that they strongly supported this movement of the $20 million, even if it would potentially impact their allocations on the margin in 14-15. So we still have what we call a structural deficit, meaning that there are revenues below expenditures of $13 million. And so we do, as I said, have work before us coming up in August and September that we need to deal with. So that's the first recommendation. Again, that was unanimously recommended by both the Revenue Expenditure Subcommittee and the Budget Advisory Committee.
May I ask a question at this point, or we want to wait?
Of course. Go ahead, please.
As to recommendation number one, this is Rosenberg. Why not just keep it at $13 million or $14 million? Why are we retaining $20 million? If we want to correct the problem in 14-15, then allow the remaining $6 or $7 million to go to the trust fund?
Given that these are all based on revenue projections, and we have seen a slowing and a decline in the revenues, having some form of fund balance would at least allow some ability to address any fluctuations in the expenditure in the revenues that are coming into the IMF. And we're talking about $5 million on an $80 million expenditure. That's pretty razor thin. So to bring it to zero, and if those revenues are down, we'd be back here looking to do mid-year reductions to the program. So we felt that this was a reasonable approach to deal with that. So they're projections, and I think that it just was the cleanest issue to do. And we had deal with the $20 million implication in item number 5 when we talk about the additional BCP for the trial courts and the revenues there. So that gets addressed on that end of the issue.
Okay.
So I can move on to recommendation number two.
Yes, thank you.
So recommendation one was related to a revenue issue. Now we're talking about the actual allocation of those revenues out to the programs. And the proposal is $78.4 million from the IMF in 14-15. And table one of the report does show at a high level by area on what is being proposed to be allocated. Of the $78.4 million, $41.8 million is for information technology. So the lion's share of the expenditures are in that area. We have a $13.9 million for our Phoenix program, $5 million for self-help, $4 million for complex civil litigation programs. So we have some very important programs that are funded out of the IMF. And there is a detailed line item by line item presentation of all of the programs that are funded out of the IMF in Attachment A. As I noted, there might be some small adjustments since we did our work that have come up, and we'd bring those to you again in June. We are planning to have another Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee meeting soon, and a Budget Advisory Committee meeting in late May, early June, to bring you some more issues that we can address at the end of the June meeting. So it's sort of the highlight. We have, you know, many programs are staying at the same level as they were in 13-14 at the council allocated. We have some movement between funds, again, as part of this cleanup of, as I mentioned, so we have the V3 and sustained costs moving into the IMF. There's a small issue, I think, because it deals with bench officers. We felt we just want to highlight that. The employee assistance program, that was a program we discussed quite a bit, finding some small savings there. And again, there are changes to 34 other projects and programs from their prior allocations that result in a net decrease of $1.9 million. When I say that we have, you know, gone line by line item, the materials are 500 pages presented and developed by all the programs that are part of this IMF, and the committee spent 2 days. That was on top of late July and early August meeting, which we'd already done that, but we were looking at multi-year projections. And the fund condition, as we go forward, the sort of health of the fund is an important one for us to really get back onto structural footing, but we think that for the 14-15 we have a one-year solution with much work ahead of us. And then recommendation number three relates to an issue where the IMF and the TCTF have been spending, allocating funds to courts for certain case management costs. And we wanted to ask the council to ask the JCTC to look at developing a plan that would result in the sort of future expenditures from these funds and shift them potentially to some alternative means, potentially also including the courts picking those costs up out of their own base budgets like many other courts are doing now.
Thank you, Zlatko.
Thank you. It should be obvious that our recommendations today are really premised on the very dire fund condition of the IMF. As Zlatko said, it runs at a significant deficit that has carried over for years. And it's relied on its fund balance in order to mitigate that, but the fund balance will be dried up and will not be sufficient to cover it next in fiscal year 15-16. As Zlatko said, the projected deficit of the IMF fund for 15-16 is $16 million and is expected to double in fiscal year 16-17. So our committee will have to make some very difficult decisions to eliminate or reduce funding to some of these IMF-funded programs that are very essential to the trial courts. We've been transferring $20 million from the IMF fund into the trust fund since fiscal year 11-12 to help offset funding reductions. We could have done that this year, but it would have meant finding reductions in almost $14 million worth of programs, and we decided that we did not want to do that. The last recommendation that we made to you today is to begin planning for the future elimination of subsidies from the IMF and Trust Fund to courts for CCMS V3 and Sustained Justice Edition costs. Our committee recognizes that the IMF is intended to fund statewide projects and programs, And when we conducted our line item review of the IMF, we focused on the extent of the value of certain programs, specifically how many of the state's 58 trial courts benefit from a particular program. And we found that with both CCMS V3 and SUSTAIN, without demeaning the value of these systems or the benefit these systems have upon the courts that utilize them, the costs associated with them represent substantial expenditures from the IMF for a proportionately low number of trial courts. Perhaps also spurred in part by the recent business plan to migrate the Fresno court off of CCMS V2 and thus eliminate IMF subsidies for V2, the committee feels discussion should begin with the V3 and SUSTAIN courts to develop similar plans. We ask that you keep in mind, and when opportune, remind those with oversight of the programs that are funded from the IMF of the need to be cautious in how they approach fiscal years beyond 14-15. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Earl. First, Judge Herman, then Justice Miller.
I just wanted to compliment the Revenue Expenditure Subcom as well as the committee for its work. I know that item 2 in particular was worked out with the Information Technology Services Office in terms of the allocations of those programs where there were allocations that were increased and those where they were decreased. You got a tough job because all of the programs that are supported by IMF that are technology-related provide services to trial courts. So I just want to say on behalf of JCTC that your work is much appreciated. It's a shame that fund is in a structural deficit because, again, it does support important services for the trial courts and more important services. Phoenix was migrated out of the trust fund as far as individual courts paying individually for it over to the IMF, which put pressure on the fund. Lan Wan is putting pressure on the fund. So, again, I wanted to say that I appreciate that. And as items 1 or 2, and I'd like to deal with 3 if we might separately, but items 1 and 2, I'd move that the council adopt those recommendations.
Thank you, Judge Herman. Second by Judge O'Malley. Justice Miller.
Well, I wanted to talk about item 3, so if you want to
proceed on items 1 and 2. Any further discussion on the motion to move items 1 and 2? Recommendations 1 and 2? Not hearing any. All in favor of adopting recommendations 1 and 2, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? 1 and 2 carry. We'll take up 3. And, Justice Miller, you wish to be heard as recommendation number 3.
I just wondered if there had been any discussion or if there was any reason why we shouldn't ask that to be referred to JCTC for them to evaluate it and make recommendations to the council.
And that's what the recommendation is to, if you recall, for example, when we brought to you issues regarding the WAFM adjustments, and we would come to the council, and then they could determine whether or not it was appropriate to refer that issue to the former SB 56 working group. The idea is that we bring this to you so that it's your request to the JCTC for them to do the work.
Okay.
So rather than us just immediately asking them, we felt it was appropriate to come through the council so that they were aware of the interaction of the two committees, the advisory committee and the standing committee.
Let me just speak for a moment and then refer it back to Justice Miller for perhaps to shape up a motion. Budget Advisory knows, we had thought that this was referred to us back in January. So we've been working at the JCTC level on this project, and in fact, today we spent a substantial amount of time. As everyone will hear from our report tomorrow, looking specifically at the Sustained Justice Edition courts that are maintained and supported through the tech center. And Zlatko and his crew presented on that particular item. So we're kind of ahead of the curve on this. So in terms of our committee's activity, I think it's just a matter of referral for us to evaluate and make a recommendation back to the council.
Did you want to be heard, Joe O'Malley?
Yeah. As worded, the recommendation is basically for JCTC to make this happen. And what I'm thinking I'm hearing from Judge Herman is that they'd like to discuss it without having the council have ruled this is what you need to do, have them work it out, talk to the those courts and their committee and figure out all the different avenues and the ways in which it might be done. There might be a way in which it can't be done and those courts would collapse. I don't know. So, but I think it should at least go through that committee first before they're given the edict to say, make it so. And then it can come back here knowing where it stands with the JCTC. We know where it stands with the budget committee. And then this council can make a decision based upon information from both, knowing all the effects and the impacts it would have on those involved.
Thank you. Judge Earl, were you about to say something before Judge O'Malley started?
Yeah, but I don't need to say it now. But I don't disagree with Judge O'Malley. I think we know, I think we were trying to follow the appropriate governance here, which is when we think that something should be referred to another committee
You're
to bring
right.
it back
You're
to
right.
you,
You're right.
whether it's referred to them to develop a plan or discuss a plan, I think either is appropriate. Judge Herman and I have talked about this back in January when our committee decided this is the direction we were heading, but we knew we had to formally bring it back to you.
And I think it's the right direction. So
then are you comfortable with that?
For consideration?
No, I would prefer the language that we talked about.
Okay.
So for the motion for 3-year, going to change the language, Justice Miller?
Right. I'm going to move to refer to JCTC for evaluation and recommendation to Judicial Council, recommendation number 3.
Second.
Thank you, Jim Fox. So with that amended language, to move to refer recommendation number 3 to JCTC, or a recommendation to council. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Recommendation number 3, as amended, passes.
Thank you.